11B. Theatre vocabulary.
Choose the alternative that best fits the story. Underline your choice, then listen to the recording and check your answers.
When I was a student, my flatmate was studying drama. He invited me to a dress rehearsal once. He was on stage for about a minute. In the final scene of some never-ending Shakespearean tragedy, it was as boring as watching paint dry. He only had about two lines, the poor thing, but he had rehearsed those lines in front of the mirror for hours on end. We lost touch after graduation. Then, one evening, I was at the theatre for the first night of a well-reviewed comedy, and there he was, in the seat behind mine. We agreed to meet again during the interval, after the second act. "So," I asked him after a while, "been to any auditions lately?" He just smiled and said that he'd given up acting. I said that it was probably just as well. We both laughed a little and returned to our seats. At the end of the playwright was called to the stage. And there was my friend. He got a standing ovation. I felt like an idiot for not recognising his name in the programme. He was a big name in the theatre by then.